Little Mix and Jason Derulo with Secret Love Song on the station where one small noise can mean one massive payday. Stu and Kelly's What's That Noise returns tomorrow when you wake up from 6.30. I'm John, played you Ellie Goulding before and it got me thinking about the gig at the First Direct Arena. If you're going, I am so jealous of you right now. Didn't manage to get myself a ticket this time round. Feel sorry for Ellie at the moment because she's just split up with Dougie and now she's saying she's taking a bit of time off. You know, splits can affect people in different ways, can't they? It's really awkward when you've got to go back to the old house and pick up your CDs and your DVDs, taking out that box and giving that one last longing look to each other. You know what, I'm pretty sure Ellie and Dougie's relationship ended quite amicably, unlike my last relationship where that box was kind of thrown out the front door, if you know what I mean. Very awkward. That gig is going to be amazing, though. Going to get you back to the tunes with a top 10 at 10 anthem, an amazing dance classic next. Yeah. Radio X. New music. It's a little bit country, it's a little bit rock and roll, and it's from a daughter of a Hollywood superstar. I love this. Elle King with X's and O's. Lucas Graham with 7 years on the station where one small noise could mean one massive payday. Stu and Kelly's What's That Noise returns tomorrow with your first chance to play for £2,000 at 6.30. I'm John, so look, if you've been watching the new series of House of Cards, much like me, and you may have binge-watched it, I'm going to give you a warning. Do not talk about it in public because it lands you in some serious hot water. Me and my friend who'd binged the entire series were talking about it at a restaurant and the couple next to us got so irate, they actually turned to us and said, "Will you shut up? We've not watched this yet and you're ruining the entire thing." Seriously, you've got to be careful with these things now. We almost got kicked out of a restaurant for this. Although what happens in episode 10 is absolutely... I'm not saying anymore. Back to the tunes in a moment with Five Sauce next. This is News to Radio X. One of the biggest top 10 at 10 anthems of all time. Reworked for 2016. Jonas Blue and Dakota, it's Fast Car. Duke DeMont and Want That Back on Radio Air, number one for Leeds, with Stu and Kelly in the morning. I'm John, so for your Mother's Day present, you may have received a couple of DVDs and Blu-rays. You might have got one of your favourite movies, Dirty Dancing. There's a new version of it on the way. It's going to star Nicole Scherzinger as Baby. Is that the kind of thing that's going to work out? I'm not really sure. You see, I've got to confess, I've actually not seen Dirty Dancing. I know, it's one of the classics, isn't it? And I've just not even bothered with it. You're probably giving me the look right now, aren't you, that I normally give people when they tell me they've not seen Ghostbusters. It's that sort of look of shock and, what? Are you for real? Do I need to get on this Dirty Dancing hype or what? Well, let me get you back to the tunes with Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor next. Radio X. New music. Do you remember that tune Cooler Than Me from a little while ago? Made you nod your head. Well, the guy behind it is back with something even better. Mike Posner. I took a plane to Ibiza. I took a plane to Ibiza.